Welcome to the Strength Talking Shop podcast. We talk to some of the most exciting coaches, athletes, nutritionists, and fitness people in the strength industry world. I'm so happy that you took the time out of your day to be able to listen to this episode. We are presented by Optimum Nutrition Athletics. We all know that protein is the key to muscle recovery, and Optimum Nutrition's gold standard, best-selling 100% whey protein provides 24 grams of protein that mixes easily using just a glass and spoon. Gold standard 100% whey is made in their state-of-the-art facility, is banned substance tested by Informed Choice, and with Optimum Nutrition Athletics program, you can get different products such as their Pro Gainer, which is a mass gainer, their protein snacks, such as their protein bars, crisps, almonds, and cake bites. And after dominating the sports nutrition industry for over 30 years, newly created Optimum Nutrition Athletics brings that same trust and quality that knows how to put convenient options for protein in the hands of athletes who desire to become bigger, stronger, and better at their sport. If this is something that you're interested in getting into your facility, to being able to work with your athletes, reach out to Dave Harvey of Optimum Nutrition Athletics. He's going to have everything that you need. It's going to be down in the show notes, guys, to contact him. Thank you for Optimum Nutrition for being our sponsor this week. Always the best selling. 100% whey protein is awesome. Love their crisp bars. Love their almonds. They've got great options for your athletes, guys. So again, down in the show notes, Dave Harvey of Optimum Nutrition Athletics is in the show notes. Our guest this week is Morgan Bergen of Midland University. We have a great discussion here where he talks about being a small-time strength and conditioning coach. It's a wonderful episode. I'm so excited to have him on. I hope you guys really enjoy this episode. If you do, make sure you give it that 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Share it with all of your friends and family members. Thank you so much to everybody that has been a part of this podcast. Thank you to everybody that listens to it. Thank you for Coach Bergen for being on this week and being our guest. Again, reach out to us with all of our social media and reach out to our presenting sponsor, Optimum Nutrition, which is down in the show notes. And everybody, stay strong. Hey, what's up, guys? Strength Talking Shop podcast. Very excited to have an awesome guest this week. It's Morgan Bergen. He's a head strength conditioning coach at Midland University. We're not talking Midland, Texas, like you're thinking Friday Night Lights. We're talking Midland University up in Nebraska, man. God's country. How are you this morning, Morgan?
I'm doing great, man. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, we connected a little bit before the podcast. We've gone back and forth on social media and stuff like that. Really intrigued to have you on the podcast. You know, being a small school strength and conditioning coach, man, that's a whole animal, man. So very excited to dive deep into all that stuff. But, you know, how have things kind of been, you know, since your time, since you've come over to Midland? I know you've been there since, what, 2017, I believe, is what I saw online and stuff like that.
Yep. 2017 was there. Got there at the summer overall. And then, you know, their football coach, they just had a transition and their football coach was like, hey, how can you help type of thing. And, you know, I really just dived into the whole thing overall. And, you know, we've, you know, at a small school, there's a lot of students who more often than not, they go home for the summer then as well. So we started, you know, with around 60 football players and a couple of basketball guys. And, you know, we've, you know, pre-COVID, we had over 100 athletes from, you know, every, you know, same different sport. Majority of the football team is training with us in the summer then too. And just kind of grew it as much as we could. So.
That's awesome, man. So when you first kind of came in there, you know, what have like the big changes that you've seen over, I mean, that's what, 4 years now. So, I mean, what have you kind of changed from the beginning to, you know, obviously COVID aside and everything like that to the culture that you have in there today?
Changing wise and how we've kind of moved everything forward then as well. So I always want to keep learning. You know, if I'm the smartest guy in the room, I need to get out of that room then too. You know, and I don't want to be the smartest guy. I want to know that I'm always going to learn, do something new, and how can I bring this to our athletes then as well. But really more of, hey, when we come in here, we're ready to work, we're ready to go. But we're also here to have fun then too. You know, it's small college then as well. So, you know, and I've been at the Division I level with, you know, interning and stuff, but we're in the private facilities and they, you know, a lot of that stuff kind of gets catered to athletes. It's more of, you know, we're kind of like more blue collar, if you want to think about it, where it's like, hey, we got to go on with our lunch pail and we got to come and ready to work. But, you know, they know that they're putting in time, and I want to make sure they're, you know, quote unquote, you know, rewarded then as well. Like, we're going to have fun when we come in here. We're going to, you know, if somebody's got, you know, a heavy squat, you know, everybody's huddled around the rack and they're cheering them on, and, or, you know, or, hey, we're going to, instead of our conditioning session today, we're going to play handball, you know, something like that, or to really get them moving a little bit more instead of going through the motions.
I love that, man. Especially the flexibility you just kind of talked there of, like, instead of doing like our whatever conditioning we're going to do, like, let's go do handball. Let's go play dodgeball or something like that. I think that's pretty fun, man. Have you kind of found, like, you have that flexibility and making it more fun, you tend to see like the attendance up a little bit more if they necessarily don't have to be there, or just kind of like that. I don't want to use the word buy-in, but I guess I'll use that, like, buy-in with the athletes by doing stuff like that.
Yeah. So like when we go summer, you know, it's entirely voluntary. And, you know, my big thing is kind of ask them straight up, like, are you going to be here? Not going to be here. So we kind of have that straight ahead to begin with. But, you know, they hear these things like, well, you know, we're playing games for conditioning. And they're like, wait, what? What am I doing at home? So then they say, coach, I want to come. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, get up here then, type of thing. And we'll do that. And, you know, during the year, we have our mandatory sessions. And, you know, some of them, you know, it's a little give and take. We're not just playing games there the whole time or anything. But, you know, some of the things, like, we'll play, you know, or to get them a little bit more bought in or, like, ready to go. And I've just seen it myself, and I've heard other coaches who've done it. You know, one thing was, like, a rock, paper, scissors game, you know, and who's the fastest one to react then to do it, you know, doing something like that. Our lifting sessions are way, way better than two. You know, and it's short stuff. It's, like, 2-3 minutes long. Or, you know, if we do, like I said, handball, or if we play kind of like, you know, ultimate ball, ultimate frisbee, then too, a lot more buy-in. They give more effort then too with it. You know, like, hey guys, we gotta run shuttles here, 30 yards and back. And they're like, well, I don't want to do that. And, you know, there's a time and a place for us to do that, yes, but the more I can kind of get out of them, the more, you know, enjoyment they get out of it, I'm gonna get better effort then too.
Yeah, you just nailed it on the head right there. You're going to get more effort out of them and everything like that. You know, I saw a coach one time, he used games for his warm-up. And I was like, that's a little bit of outside the box thinking. But like you said, like, the athletes were bought in and they were ready to get going in their lift and everything like that. I think it's important to kind of maybe think outside the box and do those little things instead of that weight room, especially, you know, like you said, when it's voluntary and stuff like that, man. Are you guys getting pretty high attendance in those summers with your athletes? How many teams are you working with exactly?
So right now I'm working about with 10 or so than two. Summer's a little bit different than as well. And it's kind of shifted a little bit because of COVID, but typically, you know, I would have football, basketball, you know, some men's, women's basketball, and volleyball. Those are kind of our big ones in the summer. Then as well, we're getting more and more. So like this year, I know I'm going to have some more of our soccer players, probably more of our softball players then as well. And then our throwers then too from our track team. So I'll train them. And I know a lot of them are going to be sticking around more this summer than too. So
how are you, you know, cause scheduling is always a big thing, especially too at any level, but like, how are you scheduling with all those different kinds of athletes? And is it just you, or do you have any interns, any grad assistants, any assistants or anything like that?
So I'm the only full-time. Okay. I've got one grad assistant who's strictly strength conditioning. And I've got a couple interns every semester then too. And then I'll have help from the other coaches then too. So like with football, they usually have kind of like an SNC guy, like, or that SNC background then too on staff. And I should be, you know, the other coaches always pitch in then too, like, hey, Morgan, you need help in or anything. I said, well, you know, yeah, you can help me out on this day, I've got a big group or something. Scheduling wise, you know, everybody's got class, and first and foremost, that's the most important thing, hands down, then too. I wouldn't have a job if we didn't have college. But, you know, and making sure we know that those kids have that priority then as well. I'll actually go look at their class schedules and make sure, like, hey, you know, our session isn't going to interfere with you just getting to class. You know, I know some coaches go all the way up until 2 minutes before class, and like, no, you got to get out of here. You got to get in the classroom. Or you got to hop on this, your Zoom call now too, whatever that may be. But I'll schedule around it. And the other thing is, just looking at the trends of, you know, if we're in season, looking at like the games, you know, for example, our volleyball games are usually, you know, in the fall, usually played on Wednesdays and Saturdays. So we're going to train on Mondays and we're going to train on Thursdays then too. So I kind of already have that pattern down then as well. And, you know, here are, you know, I'm going into almost year, going to be starting year five here when we get in the summer at Midland. And, you know, knowing what the class trends are at then too. That's kind of the beauty of being at a small college. Like, you can be a lot more involved. You know who, you know, some of the teachers are, you know, just kind of what's happening around campus then too, you know, not being in, you know, just in the weight room and stuff like that. So, which a lot of strength coaches like to be in. Don't get me wrong, I like to be in there, but I got to also know what's going on around campus.
Boy, did you just unload a can of worms there as far as like get out of your chair, man, like get out of your office. I think if you can do that and you can build on those relationships with not only your sport coaches, not only your athletes, but like the community, like it's a community aspect, you know. I mean, it's been really hard, obviously, with COVID this past year, but I think if you can get that going, I mean, athletes see you around campus and everything like that. Like, how cool is that? You know what I mean?
Oh, it's awesome. It's kind of, it's interesting to see how, you know, they kind of act outside the weight room then too. You know, and then you kind of pick up on, you know, like, hey, this, you know, this football player is dating this basketball player, you know, or this volleyball player, you know, just broke up with so-and-so, you know, you kind of understand those little relationships a little bit more and, you know, why some of them come in maybe, you know, super amped then too, like, hey, I just got this internship at, you know, at this new or whatever business, or, you know, hey, there's a big issue happened then as well with, you know, they broke up or something. I mean, that all that stuff plays a role in how they're going to come in and how they're going to train then too. You know, what, you know, I have always said there's, you know, depending on how much we train, you know, might be 1 to 2 hours a day, and there's 23, 22 hours left in that day. How are you going to fill that?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You nailed it on the head again, man. Like, how are they interacting on those 22, 23 hours and stuff like that? And two, it helps you as a coach to understand like what's going on, like what are they going through, because then you can maybe pull them aside and just be like, hey, what's going on? Like, you know, I overheard this, or I know this is going on. Like, how can I help you, kind of thing? And then at the end of the day, like, you're going to get the athlete to their end goal by the end of that 4 years, hopefully, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I think I fully agree with that. And I think it really helps a lot more with buy-in. And I, you know, it sounds selfish to say, but, you know, it's, you know, I'm not, yeah, I am looking at like kind of the numbers and like how fast are we running and, you know, how much are we weighing? That's part of it all. But there's also that mental aspect, and also understand that they're a person. They're not just, you know, the athlete though too. So like, how are you treating them as a person? And, you know, they understand that you care, you know, they're going to put that much more effort in for you.
Yeah. Treating somebody like a person with just respect and everything like that, you're going to see a lot more, you're going to see a huge difference. You know, I personally saw it with Coach Quinlan up at Northwest, and I mean, he knew every athlete, knew their background and everything like that. And it was interesting. I saw that and I'm like, man, he knows a lot about the kid and everything like that. And I noticed that there was just this tight bond between them. So like, he could see how they were feeling. He could see how they were doing everything. And it's like, oh, it's because he's taken the time to actually get to know them as a person, instead of, like you said, you know, sometimes we'll get caught in the numbers of like, well, I just know that he squats 400 pounds kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. My biggest goal, and kind of like when I started out, was, you know, learn, like, first thing I want to do, like, I gotta learn everybody's name. If I don't know their name, I'm a super bad coach. And that's been like kind of one of my big pet peeves then too, just growing up. If, you know, if somebody didn't know my name or mispronounced my name, like, I got, you know, as a little kid, I got mad and stuff like that. But like, that's just always been with me. So, you know, if I always want to learn their name, I want to make sure I say it right. If I screw up, you know, that's something that is kind of sounds silly, but that's something that's really to my heart than to like that. That's their name. That's something important to them. And I want to know their name.
Yeah, it's important because then too, you can keep them accountable with things too, as well. Like an accountability side, like they're an adult, like they are a college athlete, but like they're an adult too. It helps you to keep them accountable of like, hey, I've noticed like these last couple of weeks, things have just not been there. Like we need you to be here. How can we get you to be there? And you can work on that process of the path with the athlete. Cause we always know in this game, like every single day, it's something completely different. Like you said, like 23, 22 hours away, like, if you don't know what's going on, like that's going to make things really tough in the long term, in my opinion.
Oh yeah. 100%.
So let's kind of shift over as far as like, you know, training your athletes. Obviously you're in the weight room, you train your athletes. let's talk about football specifically. So how do you kind of, you know, how many days a week are they in there? How many sessions are you have? And we're talking obviously if it's a perfect world, not a COVID season, obviously, and stuff like that. Like what is right. What does it kind of look like for you? What have you found to be successful, obviously?
Right. So with us, you know, we try to go 4 days a week doing more kind of the tradition, or 4 days a week. And every single one of those days we'll lift and run then as well. So I guess kind of taking our summer model overall is, you know, we'll go upper lower split then as well. And I try to do the high low system. Then as well doing, you know, a lot of our high neurological demanding stuff, 2 days, you know, 2 days a week. That includes our speed, whether it's, you know, acceleration, velocity, max speed, or change of direction type stuff then too, versus our low days, which will be upper body. And then also doing kind of more tempo based runs then as well. During the summer though, we actually throw in a fifth day. And that's more of them doing their tactical type stuff, skill development, then as well. So they're, you know, they're leading each other as well. So, and I like that from a leadership perspective of I can have, you know, one of our seniors, you know, taking their position group, say like wide receivers, you know, and he can say like, hey, we're running, you know, X, Y, and Z type of thing. I think that helps translate a little bit more to them being on the field, having that little bit more of that confidence then too. But typically we try to, you know, we want to manage it, keep, you know, do our hard stuff on our hard, you know, hard days, or excuse me, more of our high stuff on our high days, our lows were our lows then too. You know, and that's kind of an easy simplification of everything as well. But what we try to do is kind of meet them where they're at then as well. So, you know, if we're a freshman, you know, we're doing something obviously completely different than what the seniors are going to be doing then too. And what specific needs do each one of them have to have. So I look at it as both of just a developmental of where, how old are you? What do you need health, you know, want to do health wise then as well. Have you had any type of injuries beforehand? And then finally, you know, what's kind of your position then too. Okay. Now we're not like doing anything crazy with that stuff, but you know, let's take, in terms of conditioning, you know, I would just kind of transitioned over to more of our linemen doing more sled based stuff, more, you know, quote unquote strongman type movements, than too, rather than, you know, having them run, you know, we do some type of running and conditioning, that traditional stuff with them, but Right. Shifting more of that over. Cause you look at it, you know, game of football, you'll say, I could say, yeah, I play football, but you got 11 different people out there, or excuse me, 22, actually more than 22, if you want to count specialists then as well, everybody's got a super specific job then too. You can't just say like, well, yeah, we're going to coach football and do just this one type of exercise and everything like that. And like, no, you got to really break it up then too. So our linemen do a little bit more of weight room work, a little bit more strongman type stuff, kind of our mid semis, I like to call them semis, make them think like they're a big Mack truck. but they kind of like the even split then too. And then finally our skills, they're going to be doing a little bit more speed work, a little bit more overall mechanics then too. I mean, they're still going to lift and get what they need overall, but that's kind of like how we shift it. You know, I didn't come up with this myself at all. I'm trying to learn from everybody else then too, but that's kind of what I've seen to kind of help our guys the most.
On those high low days, you know, I've run that before in the past too as well, had great success with that. But one thing I ran into with issues is like my low days were not low enough. Like they were just a little bit too intense. How do you kind of dial that in just right kind of thing? I mean, I know it's kind of like a trial and error kind of thing, but have you kind of ever seen that before where that low day is just a little tick higher than we probably want to see it at?
Yeah. So part of that is, you know, going back to having those relationships with those athletes and seeing if there's something off with them, or they running different, or they just seem off, and kind of, you know, almost approaching them and say, hey, how are you doing? Or not just straight up saying, how are you doing? But, you know, how's the weight feeling today? You know, if they're like, well, it's super, super heavy. And, you know, I'll kind of look at their weightlifting card and say, you know, hey, maybe we need to dial back or something. Or, you know, my biggest thing is, can we make sure the movement is still happening then too? That to me, that's the most important thing. Are we getting kind of full range? Are we getting what we need to get? You know, some of it we might say, hey, I need you to still hit this percentage then as well. Okay, do we need to maybe break it up, or do we need to change the exercise? Yeah, we'll do that then if we need to. In terms of kind of the conditioning then too, you know, that will change a little bit from week to week overall. And we base that off of how fast they run. So we try to time them as much as possible. Then
that's
too.
Awesome.
We're really thankful to have a timing system as well. We actually got two of them. So we can kind of do some different things with that, but we try to get them, whether it's a dash sprint. So like really acceleration based that, so we just call those dashes, or if it's max B, you know, or fly sprints then too. Mm-hmm. We'll base our conditioning or what time they need to hit based off of those then too. So, and that might change from week to week then as well. So we'll take a percentage of that. Now we're not going to drastically, because we'll have like the fast group, have a mid group, and then our, you know, the caboose group, if you want to call it, they're bringing up the back end of everything. But we don't want, they're not going to like flip from one to the other then as well. Kind of want to monitor from week to week. Hey, are they moving up? Are they getting better? You know, why do they have this big jump? Were they just feeling really good that day, or our timing system's off? You know, it, really just looking at that stuff.
I love that, man. I think that is like, that's really in depth. And I think that's really awesome, especially that you're doing that. Especially, I really enjoy the sled work that you talked about with the lineman. I think that's really interesting. I think that's I'm seeing a lot more of guys doing that sled work with their bigger guys and then doing longer sprints, like 60 yards and stuff like that. And they're doing it in a, not a straight line, because as they know, like on a football field, like you're not going to ever run probably in a straight line ever without somebody banging into you and stuff like that. But to kind of go back a little bit, I love that you talked about the developmental side. Like you're looking at it from a longevity standpoint of freshman year to senior year. You know, what does it kind of look like from that first year all the way up to when they're graduating as a senior kind of thing? Are in the beginning, like you said, is it just movement based? Let's see how you move. And then just slowly progressing up forward from there.
Yeah. So the big thing with us is you got to make sure you move. And every exercise is just a tool in the toolbox. You know,
gotcha.
We look at what are our big kind of movements or our big rocks then as well, or our primal movements then too, or, you know, and that's like squat, hinge, push, pull, you know, can we brace, really a lot more of the basic stuff, and everything kind of go from there. So how do we, you know, when they first come in, let's just, how do you look then too? Does your squat look good? Does your hinge look good? So for example, just starting out with a body weight squat, like in the warm up, and as well, just kind of based off that, already know who's kind of going to go where. And and then just kind of almost not ran them all the way through, but, you know, if I want to, you know, making sure we hit every single progression, we're not going to always do that. You know, if they're killing it, you know, hey, we'll move you up a little bit. My biggest thing with freshmen, we won't really do any type of like direct spinal loading that first semester and maybe that second semester, just depending on how you we'll do a lot more of anterior loading, so goblet squat, front squat, either maybe Zurchers then too if we can't get that that front rack position done right. But doing a lot more of that before we even would load the spine, because I don't know where these, you know, these students are coming from. I have, you know, they might say like, coach, I was a power lifter, I trained for 10 years or something like that, or, you know, that's really easy to say, but was that training, and not to throw shade on the student at all, or the, you know, but like, was that training, you know, consistent? Was that training have high quality though too? So not to knock them at all, but, you know, I want to make sure we stay safe. If there's an injury that happens in the weight room, you know, we can't have that. Then too,
right.
We immediately lose buy-in from student, but then also from the coach then too. You know, why are they getting hurt in the weight room? That's the last thing that should happen with us.
They're supposed to be available, not unavailable.
Exactly. That's your best ability is availability.
Exactly, man. But that's an important question to have. I mean, even if they did lift in high school, well, what did you do in high school? Did you come in once a week? Was it 3 days a week? Like, what did you guys kind of do and everything like that? And I think that's important as far as like an assessment wise, like how in depth is your assessment in the beginning? Because you got to know those questions, man. It sounds like to me that you've got a good ground base of bringing in that assessment of the athlete when they first come in. But then over the 4 years, because that's the thing I think people don't realize is if you're lucky and you get them for that 4 years, like that's a very slow cook process. You agree?
Yes, 100%. And there's times where I'm like, we should be doing this by now. But then like you look back and it's like, just take a breath. All right, relax. And, you know, I don't get me wrong. There's some things where, you know, I'm thinking we should be doing X, Y, and Z, but, you know, take a step back. It doesn't need to be crazy. And two, because the other thing I like to look at was what does summer attendance look like? And two, you know, so that I think that's a huge chunk that a lot of athletes don't necessarily think about, or, you know, at small college, it, you know, it's not like a Division I where you have them, you know, almost 365 days a year as well. So, do they train over summer? Are they making sure they get stuff in then as well? It's a little bit different with COVID this year, because we were checking in with, you know, and I tried to check in as with many as I could, but I also, our coaching staff, our sport coaches would always check in with their students, you know, every day or every other day then as well, just to see like, hey, how are you doing? You know, did you do, you know, Coach Bergen's workout, you know, what'd you find hard and stuff like that, which I think will kind of maybe be another trend that we'll have this coming up summer then as well. You know, what are you doing? You know, what was, you know, not trying to like quiz them or anything, but hey, how did, you know, this was supposed to be a hard day. You know, how are you feeling? You know, just simple questions like that. Because that's the other thing. Like, I got to make sure they're still physically ready then too. And I'd like to tell the student, hey, this is a two-way process. You know, I'm going to give you the roadmap to do this thing, to help you get better. You're going to determine how fast you want to go though too.
I love that, man. I love that. It's like good dialect, but it kind of goes back to the beginning. Like, if you don't have a good relationship, they don't feel like they can trust you and all that. It's going to be really, really tough to get them to be able to do that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, hey, as we wind down here, you know, just again, thankful to have you on here today, Morgan. You know, if people want to reach out to you, how can they find you on social media?
I am on Twitter more so than I am on Instagram. Let me find my.
You mean you're not on Instagram putting up a double pump bicep poses?
No, I am not. I am not. My main one's Twitter, so it's MB1_Bergen, BERGEN. Then as well, that's my Twitter handle. You know, I post a lot of about our my athletes' accomplishments then too. So if you see me retweeting a bunch, I apologize, but I also want to meet them where they're at, and I know they're going to be on social media. I know I need to be on Instagram, but you know, for me, I don't want to be constantly on social media. Then too, I kind of feel like I am some days, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing if I'm still trying to reach them where they're at. My email though is bergen@midlandu.edu then as well. Feel free to reach out, email me then too. Well, I'd love to talk shop with anybody, or if you got questions about the profession at all, or you know, how to get into strength and conditioning, or just again, like I said, if you want to talk shop, please reach out then as well. I'd love to connect with everybody then too. With other last thing I'll say is we're at a small college. You know, we got a lot of athletes here. If you are looking for an internship then as well, I mean, we offer internships then too. I want to make sure we vet you and make sure you're the right fit for us and we're the right fit for you then as well. But you know, we got a ton of athletes here that you can really get a lot of good experience with then as well. So kind of extending that out and make sure everybody you know, knows that, you know, we've got work for you to do then too.
I love that, man. That's awesome. Hey, and everybody that wants to reach out to, you know, coach, do that. I mean, you are a smart person, to reach out to him, man. But hey, so our last question, I've been asking guests this, what's, one thing that you're thankful for?
Oh man. One thing I'm super thankful for is, my wife and my son then too. I mean, she's been with me, you know, I was kind of did the weird path. I interned my freshman year and basically never stopped. And she's been with me, you know, since gosh, for almost 10 years here now. So she understands it. She knows what it's like then as well. I can't thank her enough then too, man. She's my rock and she gets it. And too, like, hey honey, I got, you know, we got an extra lift. We got to hit here tonight. Coach ran practice late. And she goes, I got you. Don't worry. You know, she knows this type of stuff. She's super supportive. Then as well, I could not do this profession without her. The other thing is my son, you know, he's a year and a half then too. And you know, the best feeling in the world is being able to come home and, you know, walking through the door and you got, you know, little guy running up to you saying daddy. So, you know, that's like the best thing to come home to every single day.
Cannot agree with you more, man. Can't agree with you more. Well, coach, I appreciate you being on the podcast this week.
Thanks, Matt. I appreciate you having me, man.
All right. Well, hey, everybody, make sure you reach out to him. If you're interested in an internship, reach out to him as well. Give us information. And everybody, stay strong.